Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment. Trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin sale bro.
Show,
they got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, if you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin sale bro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Busting your fist against a stone wall, you're not using your brain. That's what the white man wants you to do. Look at you. What makes you ashamed of being black?
Number love for your mother. Know how hard it is. No doubt. Being a woman, a black woman no at that. In this white man's world. Sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our cities. We don't be knowing the pain we be causing.
White man's world.
This white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all.
And it's white man's world.
This song, yeah. For all those times that I messed up, but we messed up.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison, I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews, pissing. They say don't let this cool world get you. Kinda suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's written. Rip the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I had to beg a bottle. Beating love letters, late night, locked down and quiet. Your brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls for silence. Inside this cage where they captured all my rage and violence. In time I learned to
few lessons. Never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters, far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation, reparations to do. It's true, caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. So tell the babies how I love them, precious boys and girls, born black in this white man's world.
And all I heard was,
to my homie's head, died in his vest, shot him to death and left him bleeding for his family to see. I pass his casket, gently ask him, is there heaven for Jesus? My homeboy's doing life, baby mama be stressing, shedding tears when her son finally asked that question. Where my daddy at? Mama, why we live so poor? Why you crying? Heard you late night to my bedroom door. Now do you love me, mama? Why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger. And still ducking in his jail cell, missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night, wishing they stopped. Proud to be black, but why we act like we don't love ourselves? Don't look around, just suck, check yourselves. Know what it means to be black, whether a man or girl. Still struggling in this white man's world.
White man's world.
We must fight for brother Lamar. We must fight for brother Lamar.
Black.
In this white man's world. For brother Lucio McKee. We must fight for brother Geronimo Pratt. We must
this
fight
man's world.
For Frankie Moore.
Christy.
We must
this
fight
man's world.
For the countless political prisoners who are locked up falsely
to
by this white man.
Change. A new direction, and a blink of an eye. My time away just made perfect. Cause I think I die, not gonna cry. Why should I care? Like we holding on the lost love that's no longer there. Can you please help me? God bless me, please keep my seeds healthy. Making all my enemies bleed while my G's wealthy. Hoping they bury me with ammunition, weed and shells, just in case they trip in heaven. Ain't no G's in hell. Sister, sorry for the pain that I caused your heart. I know I've changed if you help me, but don't fall apart. Rest in peace to Lil Tasha, Lil Yummy and Kato. Too much for this cold world to take, ended up being fatal. Every woman in America, especially black, stay with me, can't you see that we under attack? I never meant to cause drama to my sister and mama, but when we make it to a better time in this white man's world.
You're out of touch with reality. For a few of you in a few smoke-filled rooms calling that the mainstream, while the masses of the people, white and black, red, yellow, and brown, poor and vulnerable, are suffering in this nation.
Never that. And it's white man's world. They can't stop us. We've been here all this time. They took us out. They can never take us out. No matter what they say about us being extinct, about us being endangered species, we ain't never gonna leave this. We ain't never gonna walk off this planet unless y'all just use your brain. Use your brain. It ain't them that's killing us, it's us that's killing us. It ain't them that's knocking us off, it's us that's knocking us off. I'm telling you, better watch it or be a victim. Be a victim in this white man's world.
All the real OGs, we out.
The seal and the Constitution reflect the thinking of the founding fathers that this was to be a nation by white people and for white people. Native Americans, blacks, and all other non-white people were to be the burden bearers for the real citizens of this nation.
every night, placing calls up above, seem like God won't be caught. If everyone show me the way, guide me when I grip the whip. In the city we live in, the is killed, are you getting cheap? I was taught to keep it breaking, misguided in the fix. Give me out of grip, stick. She the devil, she was bad. Long weeds, cuckoo eggs, rounding up, make pretty faces. When I'm in a strong of bad, I got caught and I ain't rest. I'm cuckoo guy, she ain't here back. I done been to hell and back, I done been to jail and back. Fell off, then got up, standing tall, no matter what. Real nigga never book, thinking I should not judge. While I stood in front of judge, media they telling lies about me, that don't matter much. I ain't dirtied up. I just got back from the future, don't know what I'm thinking of. I ain't dirtied up. Leaking, just for reaching, ain't no drinking out my cup.
My ghetto tactics, I stack quick, think about the tactics. why I thought of death. Those niggas was put to rest, but I got them stripes tatted on my chest. I was blessed with my recon, saw the harm in this, the warm from this, and that fiend was torn from this, scorn from this. The all the armies now I won't hide, cause the crimes inside was off in the lines of fire. Enemies were tied, and I'm picking the dough up till my guards show up. No limits order the world show up. Most people sun rolls, you can't close. When the popo chase, man, I'm with the bass. Got them holes all in my face and them fake niggas hate. So it started different ways. And even when I'm dead and gone, my legacy will live on. Tattoo me on your own and tell niggas he got his rhyme on. Murder, murder, kill, killing this shit that I spit. For lunatics who be feeling this shit. Put the gat in my face, I never will, nigga, keep it real. Pop gave me the game about the battlefield. We attack like the men in black. You react if you got a cat. I never die, camouflage in my vein. I never change in the purple rain. My name manifests pain. I'm a soldier.
Bitch, I'm a soldier.
I was born to be a soldier.
Bitch, I'm a soldier.
I was born to be a soldier.
Bitch, I'm a soldier.
I was born to be a soldier.
Bitch, I'm a soldier.
I was born to be a soldier.
Bitch, I'm a soldier.
I was born to be a soldier.
Bitch, I'm a soldier.
I was born to be a soldier.
Bitch, I'm a soldier.
I was born to be a soldier.
Bitch, I'm a soldier.
I was born to be a soldier.
My nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. This is real nigga celebration. This is Don Block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla waitress. This is the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the gray pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platform to explain it. He frustrated, so he get faded. Like deep down inside, he know you can't fail. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparation. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP but I ain't dropped. Chirp on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they broke on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage. Playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm. Mama playing spades, catching vapors. Grandma said I get some Jordan for my grades. That's my baby, when she died my heart broke 100 ways. Spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lost shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setbacks for major comebacks, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip. K-Dot, he a better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. About flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4, y'all living, giving to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Am. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we move. Dedication.
Hold up.
Blah. This ain't entertainment. It's four niggas on a slave ship. These soldiers and spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lockers behind gates but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga. That's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple meals for the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back, tell us no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave with some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classics. Read a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have it. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Ah! Ah!
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. You are listening this Sunday night, October the 3rd, 2021, to the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense nightly broadcast. Tonight's broadcast is entitled United We Stand, and that is exactly the energy, the vibe, and the reality of what it is that we should be focused on and how we should be moving. Brothers and sisters, tonight we are going to have some words from briefly from our National Minister of Culture, Brother Greg up in New Jersey, and then we'll hear from our Houston chairman, Brother Emmanuel, down here in Texas. So from the top of the United Snakes of America to the Dirty South, you're going to hear some very powerful words of inspiration. I am your national chair, Sister Crystal Muhammad, you know, and I want to, you know, just send some positive energy out into the universe. We heard some pretty jamming cuts, you know, from some of our greats. Rest in peace, Tupac Shakur. Rest in peace, Brother Nipsey Hussle. Shouts out to the great Kendrick Lamar, Kevin Gates, Mystical, Master P, and all of the other artists that we heard from just a few moments ago to get our blood flowing and to get on beat. And speaking of getting on beat, let's get a mic check. Mic check, mic check. Brother Greg, can you hear me?
Black Power, I'm here loud and clear.
All right, Black Mic check, mic check. Brother Emmanuel, can you hear me? Mic check, Brother Emmanuel, can you hear me?
Black Power, can you hear me?
Yes, 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 coming through loud and clear. So we're going to have Brother Greg give us some words of inspiration. I know he's going to have the young queen give us that right energy, and then we'll pass the mic to Brother Emmanuel, who's going to be doing the bill for tonight. I want to say to everyone that's listening, we thank you for supporting. To everyone that's listening all across America, Black Power salute. We have a very strong listening audience also in Africa, in the UK, and everywhere on the globe. This switchboard is lit up as we speak. We want to thank all of you for your dedication and for your support of the new Black Party as we are, like all of the rest of our people, going through some very turbulent times. As it says in the scriptures, we are living in the very great and dreadful days. And what we are undergoing as a nation of Black people and as a people across the diaspora is a change in the paradigm shift. We are coming back into our rightful rulership. And as the old wicked white man's rule is going out, we are coming in. But there is no growth. There is no birth without birthing pains and growing pains. So things happen, but you got to push through whatever happens and stand firm and stand united. So Brother Greg, what you got to say? And then I'll have you pass the mic to Brother Emmanuel from there. I'm going on mute. Let's let the kings roll. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Well, our little princess just dozed off, so she won't be giving us that that inspiring, you know, heartfelt, heart-moving Black Power shout that she always does. She's out. I wore out today. She got a new puppy. And I know if she was up and I would have passed her the phone, she would have made sure everyone know that she's got a little puppy. And it's just been keeping her busy. But Black Power, it's great to be on for another fantastic show. I know a lot of people are listening out there. And, you know, hit that number one, because I know we're going to be talking about some powerful, powerful stuff that's been going on, especially with this topic, you know, with being united. There's so much that's going on, you know, in this country, around the world as well. But I do want to, again, encourage everyone, hit that number one. If you got something to say, you want to chime in, if you want to comment to some of the questions that we're going to shoot out there to everyone, But first, I do want to, you know, just touch on a little bit of what's going on here in this country. And I'll put it out there in the question forms, you know, just to, you know, get you guys to hit that number one. I really want to know what you guys think and how you guys feel about what is happening with all of this damn money that this country always finds a way to find. They always got some little stash underneath the mat when it's time to pull out, and they're just rolling out billions and billions of dollars to these individuals coming over from abroad, from Afghanistan, but don't have a damn penny when it comes to our brothers and sisters that has been going through living hell from Haiti down at the border. It doesn't surprise me. It doesn't amaze me, because that is exactly how this country is. When we look at this damn president and then just how much he went on a damn rampage that, you know, you're not black if you don't vote for him. And it's a shame, but again, doesn't surprise me how many of us went the hell out there and voted for this damn man, knowing the track record that he has against us. But yet so many damn people were bamboozled thinking that he's going to be this damn savior, you know, over Trump. But I would love doing this show for some of you, of all of you, hit that damn number one. Let me know what you guys think about that. Because when I sit back and think about us being hit from every angle, that's something that has been going on from the inception of this damn country. It goes back, if you want to talk historically, it goes back to the last few dynasties, our great dynasties in Kemet. You know, we had the Romans, the Greeks, and everybody started to come in, and at some point it just started to break and crumble. And these individuals have been after us all of this time. So, again, it doesn't surprise me about what's going on. It doesn't surprise me. But one thing that really motivates and encourages me is when I sit back and have the honor and the privilege to listen to this show, to listen to my brothers and my sisters, my comrades who are united no matter what the hell is going on. Specifically, when I sit back and I have the opportunity to talk to our brother Eugene, who's on his show every Thursday night, so much inspiration, so much motivation, so much encouragement whenever I hear about being united. This brother works hard through and through. And for those of you who's been listening, who haven't been on the Thursday night show to listen, and you want to talk about being united, I mean, there is a blueprint laid out with this brother and so many people across this country, across the entire motherland continent of Africa, as well as across other countries in this world that are united, seeing our people stand up, rise up, to be our best. Every single avenue, every single topic, from economics to education to building up our women, our children, our family, it is just so much encouragement out there. And I know that there's a lot going on that can easily bamboozle and distract us, not just with Biden, but with this damn fake-ass COVID that's out here. I put up a post today, and I'm surprised I didn't get banned. You know, I mean, I get them every other damn day. They're going to ban me. You know, they're going to suspend me from Instagram easily. But I put up this post today where this doctor came out, which many of us know, you know, here in the party, in our community. But this doctor went on and explained and broke down step by step what actually happens each one of the three doses, just how it just destroys the body to the point where by the time a person is given that third injection, the body can't defend anything. And she laid out a very clear point, and she made it very clear that when you get that third shot, your immune system is so broken down that it is going to expose any underlining condition that you have, and it's going to inflame it, and it's going to make it worse, and therefore that you are not going to survive these damn shots that they're giving out. Unfreaking believable. But then so many of us are still running out here believing and got our face in this damn government, the same government that has had their neck, had their feet, their boots, their knees on our necks from the beginning, and so many damn people still believe that a country that has gone to the extent of every level in this government, whether it's local, state, all the way to the government, has gone out of their way to oppress us, and many people still sit back and believe that they're going to do something to help us. We're getting hit from all angles. But we united. We got the tools. We got everything that we need laid out for us to be united. And again, I appreciate being able to come onto this show, to listen to my brothers, my sisters, my comrades. It's such a refreshing breath of fresh air, despite all of this bullshit that's going on around. But I definitely want to hear some people hit that number one and chime in. Tell me what you guys think about what the hell is going on with this president, with this country. All of this money that's been pulled from out of their asses and given to everybody else, as always. But when it comes down to us, there's nothing given out. I want to know again.
Yes,
I want to know how you guys feel about
it. We got a couple of people hit the number one. And we want to ask you guys to hold tight, hold your thought, because Brother Greg put it out there. And we definitely want to hear from the people. But we have Brother Emmanuel on, how you want to do this, Brother Emmanuel? You want to hear from the people, or you want to go ahead and build on what Brother Greg has said?
Let's hear from the people. Since they're active. Yes,
I'm
very happy to hear.
Oh.
Black power.
Okay, so. Black power. So we're going to start. We got a 513 area code. That might be the sister that you mentioned, Brother Emmanuel. 513 area code. Your mic is open. Black power. Thank you for calling the New Black Panther Radio. Is this the Queen Strong? I forgot what he told. What's your name, Queen?
No, my name is Keisha. My handle is Pretty Blessed. Can you hear me okay?
Black power.
Yes,
Black power.
Coming in.
Black power.
Come on, Pretty Blessed.
Well, thank you guys so much just for allowing me to speak and give my thoughts on the situation as well. What I want to say is, as far as them giving money to other nationalities or other countries, knowing good and well that the African American in America has built this country is a slap in the face, but it's more than just a slap in the face. What they're doing is trying to they're trying to show us how to treat ourselves, and which we do. We give them, we go to their stores. We don't support our own black people. We will go to Louis Vuitton and spend $5,000 on a purse, but then we'll go to an African-American person who makes purses, and we want to haggle them for $250. So we learn how to treat ourselves based off of what these people teach us or how they treat us. We see it in the movies. You know, unfortunately, when you have a popular movie, the first person who dies is a black person, and we all know it, yet we go see these movies. We go and promote them, and we sit in their shows, and these are all things that we do. As far as them showing these repeated scenes of us being treated like slaves and being disrespected. We see it in the news. We see it in the TV shows. We see it from our black directors. We see it all day. And so this is the propaganda that they put out there, and we accept it. We eat it. We eat their defecation of us, and then we spew it out in our own music, in our own communities. So to see a platform like this, this just shows me that their end is near, and our beginning to greatness is at hand. I believe we're coming out of all this negativity that black people, especially African Americans in America. And I say that because even other nationalities have a problem with us because we don't know ourselves. We don't know where we come from. We don't know what we're doing. We have a very a lack of self here in America. So it seems like coming out of that, we're going back to our roots. We're going back to what we should have known or came over here knowing. That's what we're coming back to. So it's a greatness. I see an uprising and in intelligence and in our behaviors and our wants and our desires. Even though we do desire what what America says that we should desire, I can see our desires going over and beyond that. And when I look at the continent of Africa and how they have came out of a lot of oppression, I didn't realize how Africa is a producer of nothing, but they get all the minerals and everything from, so they're mining in Africa the golds and the diamonds and the oils, but they're not producers of anything. And you got Great Britain and all these other countries making so much money off of Africa, but they're coming out of that now. So I don't know the future of America, but I do know the future of African America, African Americans in America, and Africa itself. We're coming up. And I'm just so happy and I'm proud to be living in this era where I can see, you know, the blessing. As far as Joe Biden is concerned, I believe that they're doing a divide and conquer. Unfortunately, we do have a lot of people that still, still have the mindset of this country is going to somehow save us or somehow they care for us, even though they see the same images I see. They see all of that. And yet they still have that cap on their head that tells them no, they're gonna take care of us, they're gonna supply us, even though they're killing us in the street and see all, you know. So I believe there's gonna be a divide and conquer. Those who continue to believe and have that mindset, unfortunately, they will suffer the consequences of believing. But those who don't, and those who choose to break free and look above, we're going to be the apple of his eye, and that's all I have to say.
Wow, to say that's all you had to say, Queen. You said a lot. Black power, and she's absolutely. She's absolutely right. Go ahead, Brother Greg.
Black power. I know, Keisha. I've been sending you. You know, messages on IG to come on in and call in, as well as quite a few people. I really appreciate you calling in tonight, because it's going to be a fantastic show. But before Brother Man, you come on in, or the other caller come on in, one thing I forgot to even point out was not only all of this damn money, $6 billion going to the Afghans. Did you guys know? All of you guys out there listening, do you know there was like 20 to 30, I don't know, it was 30 million or $30 billion cut from these historical black colleges from the government? Money just taken right out, cut the funding for them. Here they go again. They got all of these ways to finagle how to come up with some damn money when it comes to everybody else but us. I'm a avid big supporter, fan, and a homeschooler. So listen, when I heard about that damn money cut from these colleges, another slap in the face, another big slap in the face. Hey, if you ain't black, you know, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Fell for that damn bamboozle bull crap. Black power.
Right on. I mean, that's the Democrats. You know, they exploit. They know that they got the black voting class for the majority voting for them no matter what, sitting there quiet, thinking that they don't have no other option. And this is something that we have to let our people know we do have an option. We have an option to hold back our vote. And as I played last night when Malcolm X talked about the battle of the bullet, we have the power to use our voting block to push together the agenda that we want. You know what I'm saying? And let them scrap it out between themselves. Y'all just saw with this last election, as Malcolm said, over 60 years ago, when they vote, the Republican vote and the Democratic vote, they neck and neck, one and one. And it wasn't until the black vote that gave the Democrats the power that they have, and they have been exploiting us ever since. But like Malcolm said, we are not Republicans or Democrats. We are victims of Republicans and the Democrats, and we should have the sense enough to know the difference. So with that being said, thank you, Queen, what is it, beautiful black, pretty black? I forgot what she said.
My name is Keisha, but the handle is just pretty blessed. But you can say Keisha. Thank you so much.
Black power, queen. Yeah, it's good to have some balance in my yacht and hear such beautiful words from one of our sisters because, you know, I say it all the time on this radio. We ain't going to tell no lies, and we ain't going to claim no easy victory. And we know, and like another mantra of the Art of War says, you know yourself, you know your enemy, and our victory is assured. We're not going to sit here and play crazy and act like we don't see what's going on. And we're not going to sit here and just beat ourselves down without giving honor and support to those who are not of the downtrodden. And we must never, ever forget that we did not get in this condition overnight. This has been, as Brother Greg said at the beginning of the program, warfare has been waged on our people for thousands of years by every nation of the world because we were the rulers of this planet. And every nation envied us, despite the fact that we went all over the planet and bought technology and wisdom and knowledge and as the mothers and fathers do of the planet. But unfortunately, you know what I'm saying, it was and has been a constant attack on us. But you cannot destroy what was created by the Creator. So despite all these people have tried, we are coming out of this. Think about what we have been through. We have been through something no people on the planet Earth have ever been through. And yet we still push through. Of course we might be quasi out of our mind. We've been driven to what somebody could say madness, to be constantly tortured. We had, just my grandmother's generation had family values, black businesses. It was not, we didn't get in this condition just, oh, we don't give a damn. It was acts of war, economic warfare, political warfare, to destroy our black families, our black businesses, and to drive us, just my grandmother's generation, that's just two generations ago, had black businesses. And so we are seeing, as you said, people stepping up right now, and we must support those. And I can remember years ago being the solos, being the radical ones, they would say. And now more and more people are coming awake, and more people are stepping to the plate. Sure, we have a lot of deaf, dumb, and blind. Unfortunately, we have a lot of people that still worship this cracker, but we got a lot of people that's waking up. So let's focus on those of us who are woke and see, and let's stand united. As long as we don't fold, others are going to come along. People hard believe what they are see. Black power. I'm going to open up the mic to Brother Yahya. I know that's you, Brother Yahya. And Brother Yahya, I'm going to ask you to make your comment, and then we're going to give the floor to Brother Emmanuel, who has a very powerful bill for us tonight. And then we will open up the mic again for those who want to comment. You have the floor, Brother Yahya, Black Power.
Black Power. I'm grateful for the opportunity to speak. I simply wanted to share that what we're experiencing is designed to make us get lost in the details. The details, personal. And the personal, quote-unquote, has always been political. But that's still the sea world view of the global situation. If we look at the oceanic situation of sea world, no one is willing to go beyond of what the periphery of sea world looks like as they're sailing by their yacht in San Diego or Florida. Now let's look at this another dimension behind. Let's take a killer whale's perspective that is not trapped inside of the tanks made to do all of the acts by the whale trainers inside of SeaWorld. The oceanic view of Pan-Africa, as we were all blessed to listen to the new African female warrior leader of the African Union state that Africa is calling everyone home. In order to listen to that call, one must embrace the oceanic view of SeaWorld, looking at Africa as the majority, looking at all of our fins bent over in the water tanks, and simply reminding ourselves that the discussion of reparations can sound as absurd right now under this climate as all of the marine biology that was collected in order to create these shows were to ask for an equal cut of pay from the money that is made at the door. So, but I just wanted to state that the global view, it is what is creating all of this pressure on the President of the United States of America, President Joe Biden, to insist that the United States public must be protected from the global oceanic view reality. Not from the yacht, but from the so-called gentle giant perspective. The ones that swam out far and the ones that were taken and collected by force are united. The global view, the global perspective, Pan-Africa, and the United States of America and its colonies. There's a reason the colonies are kept invisible. And the reason that we're invisible is because it is why we'll unify Pan-Africa and Africa and the Africa diaspora. So I simply wanted to state that what I just realized, and I have learned that there's a high possibility that Honorable Dr. John Henrik Clark's research and analysis that he performed in what happened in Russia when the population of Russia was forced to make a personal decision based on the details about whether they're going to adopt a nationalistic view in order to continue presenting a mask in front of the United Nations, or they're going to actually choose to follow their spiritual, religious, or personal beliefs that gives them meaning of life, the meaning of wanting to wake up every day under slavery and take a breath and write a stanza out of nowhere. And while our children are being hunted and are still placed in danger here within the walls of SeaWorld, once again, the pressure to want to go back in. But that pressure of wanting to protect us from the global view is that what the Honorable Dr. John Henrik Clark, may peace be upon him, stated, that when people were forced to make that decision, that it created the most intense turmoil and violence within Russia. And that is the reality that every nation is facing across the world. Because when we are asked to follow irrational decisions that are not even based on science, on details, what gives our lives meaning, what makes Africa, Africa, African, African, what is Aboriginal is exactly where they want us to get lost. They want us to make this about it all, except the fact that you cannot follow a national mandate that is completely irrational, but at the same time necessary when you look at it from the oceanic view. And the oceanic view, it's not something that just anybody can look at as the real, without psychological support. A complete human breakdown when you realize that what the United States government is essentially going to try to do is to build up the walls. And in order to be able to handle the heart and the knot in the throat and the beating of the heart of the fact that we're turning away in this whole entire time while Trump was in office, they had spent our family from Haiti in the cages along with the Aboriginal peoples of Central America, Mexico, El Salvador, Panama, Nicaragua, Colombia, covered in space blankets, and whom gave those, our family from Haiti, these false hope rides to end up in Central America after surviving an earthquake and then being forced to walk back up to knock on the walls of the U.S. border and being denied any processes. And then now we're going to spend this mass deportation. So once again, it is not about the vaccine. It is not about any mandates. It is about the global reality is so grim that the world is not prepared to take all of the displaced peoples from so-called climate events. Climate refugees are large amounts of people that are enough are banging at the borders of every nation. So reparations cannot be watered down. It must be looked at from the oceanic view of a gentle giant, not from a yacht and not from inside SeaWorld. And Honorable Crystal Muhammad holds up the matrilineal memory before patriarchy was exported along with all the colonial mechanisms. And once again, may I remind you that the person that stole Honorable John Henry Clark's, may peace be upon him, research, very likely, allegedly, may be Thomas Burnett, who is a top military strategist who actually sold this research to the Pentagon and named it the Pentagon's new map. And it's just so incredible because the optimistic view is to say, oh, the founder of African American Studies and the top military strategies met 50-50. No, no, no. So much research was appropriated and sold. So I just wanted to please forgive for the long, but like I said, it's coming through us, not from us, because there's no awakening happening. The people have been awake, and that's the message. The oceanic view has existed, and the entire world is looking at the leadership of the women of the United States, and especially the leadership of women like Honorable Crystal Muhammad, a warrior that holds a matrilineal memory, the so-called warrior class. She is beyond that. So anyhow, I just wanted to state that there are solutions, and the solutions right now at the speed of light can be turned against us. The reason that right now, I can already tell you that this will hit the desk of the president in a transcript and be read over half a bottle of wine. It is because I am a nobody. And why? Because Honorable Crystal Muhammad has the heart and the ability to model an African country.
Well, wait a minute, buddy. Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree with you. You are not a nobody. And I don't ever want to hear that. You are a very great man, you know what I'm saying? And as a people, we honor the balance of the male and female, and we have to push and get past those things that have divided us. You know, I stand great as a great leader because I work with many great people, and we have the support of great people such as yourself, the Queen Keisha, the everyday person. There is none of us, because of economic situations or quote-unquote educational situations, you know, we all breathe our breath that was given to us by the Creator and the Most High. We all walk the steps and move in the destiny. And as you say, you're right, we are seeing, there's been many of us who are seeing, and just by the technology that, think about, the internet was created by a black man. You know what I'm saying? The cell phone was created by black people. You know what I'm saying? Many of these, it's not one modern technology that was not created by our people from, as you spoke of earlier this week about, from even during the times of chattel slavery. It says necessity is the mother of invention. And we always have been the people that take something, make something out of what other people might have thought was nothing. And we thank you, brother. Yeah, yeah.
All praise
black
to the
power,
great.
Black power.
But I just wanted to state that it's the dignity that
my
you
brother,
showed
brother Emmanuel, come on. And we thank you and we love you. You know what I'm saying? From across the sea where you're at. Because one thing for sure, I don't know how you label it, but we are all connected. You know what I'm saying? And this thing that connects us is it's not words to it. You know what I'm saying? But we moving how we need to be moving. And we got to do better. We must do better. But Emmanuel, what you got to say, Black Power?
The Black Power.
Black Power, brother Yaya. No disrespect, but I think he had a few more things to say. You want to finish that out, brother Yaya?
Yes, sir.
I am grateful, and I just wanted to humbly address the President of the United States of America, Joe Biden, and the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, you're an example of a woman warrior taking their positions of power across Pan-Africa. Joe Biden, we understand the pressures that the global reality is pressing upon. And we understand that the suffering of all of our family from Haiti is unnecessary. And we understand that it is designed to deconstruct your character as you try to do what's in your heart and do the right thing. However, what you shared with the United Nations, and that we have to stop asking for respect and go beyond that, and to start asking for dignity and to show each other dignity, and that way we could uplift each other and uplift other nations so that those nations could even uplift those nations' information. We are being assessed globally by our ability to call 911 or the United Nations. If we don't call 911 or the United Nations as an assistance, as civilians or as a forming black nation, then we could easily be categorized globally as so-called terrorists, both domestic and global. And that was what was created by removing the United States from the world's criminal court. So now what we have in front of you is a matrilineal memory, the warrior class that everyone has been spoken of. Honorable Crystal Mohammed has shown me the dignity in which you spoke of at the United Nations in front of all of the nations of the world, sir. And with all respect, and I humbly ask that you just take a moment to listen to this conversation, because what you modeled and performed was just lived by Honorable Crystal Mohammed. Black Power.
Black Power. Thank you, Brother Yaya.
Black Power. Black Power, giving all honor to those who came in the great line of divine before us, those that will come after us, and most importantly, those that are present at this moment, this time. I greet all of my beautiful black brothers and sisters in the ancient words of peace, assalamu alaikum, which means may the peace that only God can give be with you. And the reply, if you felt the same for me, would be wa alaikum salam. In that Arabic language, it means, and to you also be God's peace. Because that's what we want to give each other. We want to give each other God's peace. And that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about God. And all that we're talking about, what Sister Keisha, what Brother Yah said, is talking about God answering the comrade's question about the government. Well, comrade, statistically, as we are taught to do the research and to bring knowledge to our people. Knowledge means to know the ledge. When you know where the ledge is, you'll never walk off of it because you know where the ledge is. You walk off and you perish because of the failure to know the ledge. So knowledge gives us what we need. And the knowledge of America, this land, this country, and the money problems, And we're wondering why it's like this and why they're giving this there and why they're giving that there. Well, when you have America fight a war for close to 20 years against the country, inhabitate that country, change the citizens' lives in that country to depending on them. And then you have one who would come in after all of those years and would change it overnight, withdraw all of American troops out of that country and give the power back to those that at one time America called terrorists. Then those that have supported America are now at the hands of this terrorist, and America says, well, no, we're getting our own people out. We can't get y'all out. Y'all got to just deal with it. One man can come in and switch it all up. One legislation. We're going to go deep into that. But they turn around and they say, okay, well, we're going to grant a few thousand of them some asylum because we understand what we did. That was real wrong. And they're going to be tortured. They're going to be maimed. They're going to be ridiculed. They're going to be done bad. And a lot of them it has already started over there. Now, America says, we'll find a way. We'll get them in here. Without a doubt, a question. But under 100 of my brothers and sisters in Haiti, which everybody knows, in the word of a magnificent black queen, everybody knows this country just went through devastating, ravaging conditions of nature. Nothing they done to themselves. I can understand they started a war with somebody else and got blew off the map. Now they want to scream, hey, help, help, help. No, no, no. This was nothing done of their own doing. This was nature. Their place is decimated. And they can't find, through natural human understanding, a place for 100 of my brothers and sisters to sleep. They would choose to spend thousands of our dollars to send them back comfortable. Oh, thanks for sending them back on planes. This is the mind frame of a government. Through knowledge, we know statistically, prints money. It has its own printing shops. We have our own money. Over here, we're not spending the euro dollar at the corner store. You're not spending the peso. You're not spending the franc, the Ethereum. You're not spending an African dollar. You're spending an old white man. And on that white man, he got these different written things that say, this is a treasury note. This is a debt note, debtors. All who get this note, please honor it. So all the other places on the planet that still use monetary systems, they've been coming up with ways that they can outdo this American monetary system. Why? Because the American monetary system has faked like they're so popular, like we run the whole country, like you could take these Benjamin Franklins and go in front of people in other lands and they're just going to fall and do any damn thing you say. Oh, American money. Some of them will wipe their ass with that shit. It means nothing. We don't know that there's more than one monetary system. We spoke on that many weeks ago on one of the many calls on Thursday night about the financial intelligence that we need to regain ourselves. But you'll get more of it. So let's stay on this. So this country printing its own money makes the value to its own money and makes an illusion to everyone else that their value is higher. When others know the truth, it is not. There are many banking systems on this planet who gives you more for their money than the value of this American dollar. But we've been fooled. Again, here it is. The print shop printing at a rate of 38 million notes a day. Look this up. 38 million sheets of printed paper with the complete print of whatever mark is going to be, the 5, the 10, the 20, the 100. 8 million of these are printed a day in a factory. Now, if we multiply that times 365, we're getting, and that 38 million notes equals out to $541 million worth of face value. So that's 10s, 20s, 1s, whatever they compiled together
in that day of printing, it equals out every day to $541 million in face value. So if you multiply that by 365 days in a year, you're going to get a total of somewhere near $13,832,000,000 notes. Different dollars is being passed around to each other. The value of that $13 billion would make our number in the trillions. So now they say, well, America has a $13 trillion deficit. What's after the trillion? What's after the zillion? What's after the zillion? You think I'm making up stuff? Check it out. How did the number go in the mathematics? But they say we are at trillions on so many different things. This medical has trillions. This shipping has trillions. This is trillions because it's the value of who printed it. Just like their value over there is of who printed it over there. That's why their people are rich in their dollars. Could be poor in ours, and ours is poor in ours, rich in ours and poor in theirs. You get what I'm saying? So we're going to move on. Why? Because we're trying to find the solution. The solution is right here. We forget that we have not just built America, Queen Keisha. We built the planet. Every other monetary system that is running right now that we're talking about, every other civilization culture that is existing all over the face of this planet, us. We have to go all the way back deeply into the knowledge, the knowing of the ledge. The ledge is our life. So we're going to find out, what was the original name of Africa? Surely it wasn't the name Africa. What was it called before that? Where was it positioned? What was the longitude and the latitude of it? Do you even know the original land name of the planet? It was called a Pangaea. Why? Because when the planet first formed through science, as Brother Yah taught in telling us, we have to know science, the essence of knowledge, the essence of proof, truth things. We don't want to believe nothing no more. Belief is synonymous with deceit. And it has gotten us in there. So we're going off knowledge. So we find out when the planet first was formed in our immaculate cells from before we came here, in the immaculate forming of the planet, so that the humanoid could walk the face of the earth and breathe in the air and live in the atmosphere. It went through a long range, millions of years of climatic change, millions of years of the surface changing, shifting. So when the humanoid finally came out and we walked the surface, the planet had one vegetation land, and it was called one land of a Pangaea. And all the people of this land, all the people that came from this land, come up out of the earth in different places, inhabited the earth and made it a territorial place. They separated themselves by likenesses. Likenesses attract your behaviors. We want to be this way, so we're going to be this over here. Well, we all want to be this way, we all be that over there. We're going to respect each other's boundaries. That was being one. They want us to believe that we was all under one same thing, everybody acted the same, did the same. That's impossible. If you lived on the north end of the planet, you had to dress different. If you lived on the southern end, you had to dress different. If you lived on the coastal regions, you had to dress different. And people of the planet have always lived by the place they were residing. Even the genetics were formed based off of the environment, the things that you eat. Go to different places, different fruits and vegetables do different things to you. And because you don't have them accessible in this one land, does not mean that those fruits and vegetables still have the properties that could heal you. You just don't have the knowledge of them or just can't attain them. But they are here. Get what we're saying. So when we dig deeper in it and we see that the whole earth was one earth, what happened? Why are we having two continents, three continents right now? Why does it look like Greenland down and Iceland up and North America's over and the Africa's and the Asia's is over there? Well, when those tectonic plates under the earth that make up the earth, the deeper core, they shift over time and it restructures the top layer. And so at one point in time, a great split started to erode through the land and they drifted further and further. And what would get into the slit? Water. Bodies of water emerged. This planet has been around longer than 2,020 years. Trust me. The longitudes and the latitudes that our ancestors built those pyramids on were the longitudes and latitudes built off of understanding once it had split and where the center of the earth would be geometrically. So they lined it up mathematically and they made the pyramids of Giza. And all those people, those professors, those are things they leave out when they're telling us of the greatness of us back in the day. They don't tell us that we had charted the planet and knew the circumference. We knew the square root in miles. And we had in the center, what would be the center of this earth, water and land, we had erected at that center spot three beautiful pyramids in their original forms, three solar systems, solar power panels that would pull and give the planet life from the galaxy that has phenomenal power. That's why when you look up in the sky, it looks blue, but when you go further up in the space is dark. Why isn't the sun lighting up the galaxy? It lights up the earth. Usually every morning you come out, the sun just, everything lit up. Why isn't it doing that to the galaxy? Why? Because that little sun has no strength over the greater. And the greater of the galaxy is what? Dark. It is humus. So energy comes from your darkness. From the dark, he made light. These was things that were left down because over time, people took pieces of it. And they made their own understandings and they fooled people with the great knowledge of it. And now we are people that scrambled up, but we scrambled up in the right way, as Crystal said. This is meant to happen like this. As the song said, what if God was one of us? I ask y'all this question. And I'm going to bring up something, and I want y'all to just think with me. Possibility. The word hypothetical is a possible situation, not a situation that happened. We have no solid proof of this, but I want to bring up a possible, and I just want y'all to entertain the possible, and you can go from that and take it where you want to. But I want us to think about all that has taken place to make the sea, the ocean, to have craters so deep. That's land. All of that at one point was together. So now you have on one side, one quote-unquote titty, and then you have on the other side a quote-unquote titty, and they call the earth Mother Earth. They call it Mother Nature. They don't say Father. They say the Father is the Son. They say the Mother is the Earth. So she has two breasts in which life springs out of them. And over time, we've been told, okay, everybody on this planet came from this one place. How the fuck they know? Can they bear witness to it? How do they know? When did they keep the records of the quote-unquote cavemen? When did they keep the records of the original tribes, names, languages? When did they keep those records and charted the first human in the first spot they came out of? No, they've said statements, and we run with it. We run so hard with it. We are jealously defended. We be ready to fight if you tell me I ain't from there. We can't even believe for one second that it is possible that they lied to us. You could be from next door. You could be from around the corner. But they, and this is why we're questioning it, because everything that was given to us over here is a product of their lies, so we have to dissect it all. We have to even go back to that that was given to us that seemed to do us good. And by connecting us to a land called Africa, seemed to do us good. And it told us that over in Africa, it has things that are not in this land of America. And so America wanted Africa, and Africa wanted America. Everybody wanted to be like each other. When in truth, we were all and are still all the same. Don't y'all stand on earth over there in Africa? Doesn't gravity restrict y'all from jumping off the ground and floating up into the atmosphere? Don't you breathe air like me? Don't you see water? We got the same plants, the same animals. We have the same problems. We got different speech patterns, different communications. But we're still all doing what? Communicating through speech. We're doing the same thing. They lied to us. These great professors was nothing but con artists. They are the people who they said they sent off in the boat. And they sent all the sick people away from all the lands. And they floated away, and all these sick people had to find somewhere to go. And when they landed on Plymouth Rock, they shipwrecked. That's why they still show the shipwrecked rock. They call it Plymouth Rock. If they were sailors and great seamen and all this that has thousands of years of knowledge from these great Nordic, these great Viking tribes of the great past, they teaching our kids in these schools that they supposed to know what Hercules and Herodotus and Hippomatic said. Don't know how many years ago. They're supposed to, they done told us and told us all this stuff. And we don't even want to see it, even though it's plain in our face. They separated us. Who is they? Us. Ain't nobody gave them no other planet. You are the people of the planet. Y'all are doing it to yourselves. We have done it to ourselves time and time again. That's how the planet has built and tore itself down and rebuilt and tore itself down. Those are stages of getting better. When you ride a bike, you fall off a little. You wobble a little the first time. You're getting better each time you stumble. You get mad because you get scratched up. You get better. And once you big, you riding them bikes. Oh, this is what the existence of the planet is and education is. It is a revolution, as Khaled said. It is a revolving cycle. We were there. We understood it at one point. And our own selfishness, our own ignorance, our own failure to stand up and take charge of the truth. Truth is our God. And we worship the other ones, gods that pleased ourselves and not everybody. We didn't care about each other. I didn't worry about my neighbor. I only worried about myself. And we brought all those habits over to this land. We all selfish. Oh, I got to get my family this. I got to get my people this. This is mine. And we think, oh, we're righteous for that. We're good. When the planet wasn't made like that. But taking the knowledge from us, we've been walking off the ledge. We've been killing ourselves because we say, oh, they got the beautiful traditional dress in Africa, in Soweto. And they got the Indian feathers in Americas. And they call them the Cherokees and the Choctaws. And we're sitting here promoting it that those are two different people when they are not. They're the same. There are people that honor and worship the lands in which they are standing on. They give reverence to these lands in different fashions. There are people that show their beauty based off of the conditions that they are in. And that's a difference in many different places. So let's get back to this real quick, because when it separated and over time, the fighting, because when you on the raft together and then the raft split, the people that's on that side They're going to have to start governing themselves. And the people that's on this side, they're going to have to start governing themselves. And ain't nobody found no way to wedge it and bring it back. This is the planet. You can't control no hurricane. You can't stop an earthquake. The planet does what it wants to do. Because that's the magnificence of it. It won't allow you to stop it. Man wants to try to fix something. So those people that they sent away, all those sick people, they crashed into the rock because none of them could do all that stuff that they lied and told us that they could sail in seven seas and all that. These was ravenous people, and when they crashed, they didn't come to the Indian and say, hey, let's sit down, and here go the turkey, and the Indians say, go the corn, and woo, we go at Thanksgiving every year. No, they got off that boat and went nuts crazy. Like any person that's been on the sea raging mad in the mind, don't get off nice. Don't get off sweet. What those quote-unquote people that were native to the land saw that crashed, they saw animals. And the animals were all of us. All of us. Because at one point in time, all of us in our old lands, and you can go back into the history of Tartuski, all of us beat our own selves up. You had one time, they had the Salems. Any person that they, woman that they said did this or did that, things that today you notice to be small problems for them, period. You have menstrual cycles, you bleed, you have bad dreams, you have crazy eating patterns. These people at one point in time on the planet would have called you a witch, would have tortured you in front of everybody, would have killed you for things that are natural. Why? Because the idiots, the raging mad people were ruling. They got off the boat. They ran into the Americas and they multiplied. There's the problem.
But that was
who
them.
Imagine
that
problem.
Was the European. The European wasn't us.
Oh, yeah. No. This is what I'm saying. I'm saying us, when I say us, I'm meaning entities on the planet. The entities on the planet that are man against animal have been the ones that have built the structures. They have been the one that's killed the things. That evil man, he was driven mad and made an evil person by the conditions of his own people. When they sent them away, when they piled all those people in the boat, some of them didn't have disease, but when you put them in with everybody else, they did. So they just made this big sickness. And those are, I'm trying to explain, those are your pilgrims. And so those people ran in there with all these other people, and they done made everybody sick because of their sicknesses. They done made everybody mentally crazy. They done made everybody psychologically start to believe the most ignorant stuff. They told us we came from monkeys. But the monkeys in the zoo are still monkeys. We just graduated. And we believed it. People believed it. The most ignorant stuff, you wouldn't even tell nobody these days. This is what I'm trying to say. Time. We had to learn who was who. Because people would just trust words. And see, that's why we, as Keisha was saying, they say we can't get along. I just want y'all to hear this all the way out. You're right. We as a people can't get along. We don't trust each other. We check each other. And you know what? They tell us that's a bad thing. But guess what? They trust each other. Anything a white man do, the other white man, he gonna back him up. The other races, anything they do, they gonna back him up. I don't care what it is. You walk off the ledge, I walk too. If you think about it, that's insane. Because if a person, just that they look like you, are not demonstrating the behaviors that you are to demonstrate to live, are you supposed to follow them? No. Our father told us to check each other. We don't mind checking each other. We need to know who's going to really do things instead of who just really talking about it. We need to know who's our brothers, who our sisters, who our parents are. We don't need to just trust these other people. They just trust each other. And they tell us that us doing that is something wrong, but really, if you look in it deeper, it is a magnificent thing. We are going to harness it because that is how the planet has ran forever. the tribes of back in the day that you learn about right now, the tribes of back in the day, they had initiation rites. They didn't just trust anybody that came in from another group. You had to prove yourself worthy. If we'd have made people prove things to us, a lot of us wouldn't have got fooled a lot, wouldn't we? If you'd have looked and dissected that man a lot better, you'd have knew and you'd have saw his no good ways, because so what a person does is based off of how they think, and how they think is based off of the land's education that was given to them. And in this land, everybody, we should have known, all of us are going to be thrown out. We were given, as she said, so many psychological, and still given so many psychological traumas that you could call every last one of us suffering from bipolarism, PTSD, all these things, because in the definition of them, these are the things that we are doing right now. Why? Because we had been taken down away from knowledge and put on an animalistic level and now raised back up. And in that raising process is going to be confusion to get to a oneness. But we are getting to the oneness as we are all right now reasoning, listening. You reason together by just even absorbing. And that's all I want you to do. Just hear it, and you can take from it what you want, and you can decide on it. So I'm going to get to this so we can bring in some others before it's finished. But this book that they gave us, that they miseducated so many on us, we go back and we take it and we redefine it. And in the book, there's a chapter called Malachi. And Malachi, a lot of them think, oh, Malachi was this great saint and all that. Let them tell it. Right there in the book, it tells you Malachi isn't a person. Malachi is a title. It is a name. And it means messenger of God. Angel, my angel. It's like God is saying, my angel. So in this book that they fooled us, or they fooled themselves, now we got in our hands, we decoded. So now we know this is a message. And in the message, in that chapter 3 of that message, it says, behold, I will send my messenger. It goes on and it states, but who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like full of soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. In this same message, the last chapter tells about, behold, I send you Elijah. And we are followers of the Elijah Muhammad in this land, who teaches us to honor thy father and thy mother, to honor ourselves, to find out our true selves. That's what this man over here taught. So when we look in this book, we know this is the man that the book called Malachi, a message of God, is telling you the messenger of God is. But it also states that God himself would be here, would abide with us. So it's so magnificent that Crystal played that song. What if God was one of us, among us? What if they lied and taught us that he was a spook? And now you found out that he's going to be a real person. And they tell you he's already here. Would you know him? Would you even trust it's him? No, because everybody has already been taught, oh, man, you know, it's too late. You know, he took too long. Or they think God's going to come back and, you know, he's going to have the power to rumble and kill off all the bad laws and all this. So we don't look at a person to fulfill these words that said a person would be here refining us as gold and silver, that Elijah would come and teach you things before he would come. But it says it in this book, all of this stuff. And so we understand 400 years passed between the messenger and he who would come. What we keep hearing 400 years from. There's been so many twists and turns that they gave us in so many ways that they gave us knowledge, and we thought we were breaking the shackles of their ignorance, but they were really putting more ignorance on us. So we started to believe the 400 years was this and the 400 years was that, when clearly the 400 years was the amount of time it would take to fix and restore some. That's why your presidents right now only have 4 years in office. You wonder why they can only get 2 terms? This has been a mathematical thing that they've done from the beginning of this country. Why? Because the beginning of this country was made by your magnificent minds. And so the things that they were doing in the beginning, it was all 1 year election. Then they saw that was, it wasn't enough time to change the country or do whatever, implement the plan, so they took it to 2 years. They saw 2 years wasn't a lot. Some kind of way they figured out that 4, 4, 4, 12, that magnificent science that we've always known was enough time to make a season of change. And so they would give each president 4 years to implement their plan, and if their plan was good enough, in 4 years you can change some stuff. If it ain't good enough, then in 4 years they can't do too much damage that another 4 years can't fix. So they made it to where, so like other countries who had their leaders stay around for 50, 60 years, they said, America, we're not going to have just the one same person doing that. Where did they come up with that? They didn't come up with that. That has been ours. That has been the knowledge that's been right here, just like this book has been right here, but it ain't been deciphered by us properly. But Elijah came and deciphered it properly, because Elijah Muhammad talks about this book. He talks about these people over here that were brought over here. He talks about the people as a whole of the planet. He tells you you are Asiatic. That means you are people built on this planet, made of this planet, so you inhabit it all. Do not let anybody put one land, one spot as a title of where you come from. You all come from. Surely your father, who made this magnificent planet, would bring y'all out more than one spot. But we have held on to that so hard. And we started getting the fights with each other over it. Oh, man, you ain't true Zulu. You ain't true Mende. You ain't true African, because y'all the niggas from over there in America. Y'all, you know, we fight. Who authentic? Who ain't? Killmonger, the Panther. It is the eternal separation, because our planet was split when the land separated. But he said it would be a time that it would be brought back together, but it would be brought back together in the right way. If we were all still maybe together in one land on one spot, the tilting of the axis could probably tilt itself and drive us off into space. Who knows? We don't, but the great creator did, because it is all balanced and working properly right now. You are in it right now. This is what your father gave you. Behold, I go and prepare a place. In my father's house, there are many rooms. See, all of this really meant truth. But they fooled us so bad. And so I'm going to get to what I want y'all to think about. They gave us a long time ago a young lady. They gave us a young lady named Harriet Tubman. And they also gave us a young man named Nat Turner. Now, I just want you to think for a minute, because as Khaled said, white folks do lie. And the many people that had the charge over editing, editorial publishing back in the day, were people that were white. And if they've been taught to keep you fooled, why would they give you the tools to unfool yourself? So you say, oh, man, it was because some of them are good, because some of them are all man made by God, so some of them were just so good and all that. No. No. They were not good. They will never be good. That is not how they were made. They cannot be good. They are of their father. He has never been good and will never be good. So he teaches his children that. They think how he teaches them is right. So you see how they can never be good. They think his way is right. Your father's way is wrong. Your father teaches you life. Your father, they tell you, is bread of life. He's the father of the living. All these things of God.
is a good thing of life, but they tell you that, yeah, Jesus, the cross, the death is what you're supposed to follow. And even Jesus say, don't follow the death, follow the life. We're the life, the people of life. Look at you. You have a father. And so we go in this and we now decipher it properly and we give it back to him. So we say, who is Harriet Tubman? She's a movie, y'all seen. They told us in history class. She went out over 100 times. She went out, came back, little old black woman. They have a little stories. The most popular stories you done heard over the time is that she almost got caught by her master one time, but she looked like a man. So they told us that a little old black lady covered hundreds of miles, thousands of miles of American terrain by herself with every bounty hunter looking for her. They could catch all the other escaped slaves and fugitives, but nobody ever caught this one little black woman. Now, what's the many other stories they told us? She went back for her mother. She went back for her family. She went back for her husband. He left her. He did her wrong as if he could fucking choose. Oh, they make it so beautiful. He just cheated on her, so she had to be strong and move on. And that's the first movement for us women. We got to be strong like Harriet Tubman. And if that nigga ain't come leaving, and if the nigga ain't strong enough, put the gun to his head and tell him a dead nigga tell no tale. We're going to move on. So what that psychologically does is they tells you that that black woman, it tells her and it tells her mate that the black woman is stronger than him. It tells you that he will be willing to turn back, quit, but she would be willing to give him death to make him keep going her way. Now, she accomplishes all these missions and get these people to freedom. They tell you that a whole lot of them ran across the water and the Canadian government shot down white folks in America to protect the runaway slaves. Let you know something. Canada ain't never stood up for black folks to go to war against America, nor will they ever. They cannot do it. Cause a war and they would lose Canada, as they somehow did. But listen to the story. Now, after all this, she lives a good long life. They only got two pictures in the history books for us to see of this woman. One of them is the famous out in front of the wood shack. The other one, she's sitting in the chair, rocking. It gives the black woman the psychological image, the mind frame, the miseducation that she can run for freedom and she can make it out. She's strong enough. She can go back in, save folks, come back out. They even changed her up and said, no, they just said, forget Hatshepsut, forget Makita, forget Nzinga, the Rosa Parks, forget all of those people that are great black women that they could have compared her to in the narrative. They called her a man, Moses. She's strong. So they tell the black woman psychologically over here, you don't got to follow your black man. Don't listen to him. He going to get weak. He going to quit. He going to leave you. You know, y'all are supposed to be married. We respect the honesty of marriage in this slavery, I guess, your one story. So don't stand by him. Don't feel bad for him that he's still in slavery.
As a black woman, it lets me know that black women can do great things, too. That has nothing to do with
right.
the black man.
And that's no. That's
because
what they
even,
wanted
even
them
myself,
to get. That's what
exactly.
they want us to get. But this is the thing. Because in explaining that to us, that's what we got from it. That's what all our women got from it. That's what they wanted us to get from it. But check this out. This is just a thing. Just hypothetical.
It's nothing wrong
now,
with
here
that.
Goes the
we
story
can do
of,
great things and do great things.
And we do, right.
Like
but listen
many
to
great,
it.
There are many great black men that do things. Black women do great
right,
things.
Right.
Black men do great things.
You're right. But in the story of Harriet
away from
Tubman,
the black man.
No, it
really happened. She told her own story.
It really happened. I mean, it happens right now. I've experienced it. It doesn't stop anything. I've experienced over and over and over where brothers will say, she's good, but she can't be in power. I've experienced sisters who placate to the brothers, but I've experienced brothers who say, it doesn't matter if you're a woman. You know what I'm saying? We're going to stand united. It's a true fact. You know what I'm saying? The lady was able to speak her own words. So if these things were told, we have to be able to know, this society is so patriarchal. They don't want to show any positive female energy even to today. I'm telling you, I lived through this even to this moment. There were those who have such a disdain from the black woman, and there are those who have a disdain from the black man. Harriet was a very powerful, great black woman, and we have many powerful, great black men. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It doesn't take away from her greatness. You know what I'm saying? In no shape, form, or fashion. Even Hatshepsut. You know what I'm saying? They would call her a woman pharaoh. You know what I'm saying? When she was a queen. I don't know what the other words should be because I don't know another language but English. You know what I'm saying? But the words they've given us. It doesn't take away from the greatness of Taharqa or Ramses or any other greatness. You know what I'm saying? We have great black women. We have great black men. We are great, mighty people. And, you know, I just want to make sure that we keep that balance because I've always known, and we got to keep that balance, brother. I just want to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, we clear. Yes, sir. Black Power, go ahead.
I understand. And just in what you said, you just bear witness. It does happen today. So that means the lessons that it was intended to give out, our people have taken them. And we have done these things because, in truth, the righteousness of it, of a black woman being able to do that, is what y'all have been able to do because y'all have been warriors since the beginning of time, capabilities just as us. So it's not unbelievable that she did it. I'm not saying that you're not capable of it, but this is what I'm saying. In the story, the way the narrative, they gave it to us. Why did they give it to us like that? Now, when you have Nat Turner, this is the story of the black man's insurrection and leaving, letting you know psychologically, if you're a black woman, you can get out. But if you're a black man, let me tell you what's going to happen to you. You're going to try to do some stuff, and you're going to get a few people down with you. And then some of your own going to tell on you. And before you really do anything really, really, really serious and free everybody, we're going to catch you. We're going to drop the insurrection. We're going to quarter you. We're going to send this limb now, that limb now, that limb now. We don't even got a grave that got this man's body in there. So we can't bear witness. None of us right now can bear witness to ever seeing Nat Turner. But we can bear witness.
But we can bear witness to Destaline. We can bear witness to Destaline.
No. Right, right. Okay. No. Hear what I'm saying, Queen. This is what I'm saying. We ourselves have to go off of what was given to us in the past, and we have to trust that the stories that they gave us are the truth, that these people really existed and really did these things. But I want us to dig deeper and think about it. What did it really give us? It gave us the knowledge for some men to say, okay, like Nat Turner, I will go against my oppressors. I will fight the fight and get my people out of there, even if it take my life. And that is a good spirit to have as a warrior should. But in the story of Nat Turner, they also said that Nat Turner was biblical. He was reading as a kid. Most slaves couldn't do that. So he had some privileges. But they're telling me, psychologically, the black man, we're going to have privileges for him. Or we're going to treat him special. And when we treat your ass special, because he was the preacher that went around, when you buck, because Nat was the preacher that they were using to fool us. And when he got into the truth, he fought it. This is the narrative of the story that was told to us, and he went against his oppressors.
and started telling us the truth of the books, as many had been doing. And so when you, the preacher man that we put in the power, when you book, when we catch you, nigga, we're going to quarter you. We're going to do all type of stuff. And what it does is it also psychologically scares white folks. I don't want my white folks getting comfortable. Know that these niggas at any time, at any place could just insurrect. So I'm going to give you a story of them, of a couple of them that came and they killed babies. Oh, they killed the babies and the children and the mother and the father. They're just so, you better make sure y'all watch them and don't never forgive them and don't never trust them. And if you ever hear them say that it's going to be an insurrection or that they're going to change from the situation of the Bible and the way we taught it to them, we got to kill the black man. But the black woman will live. See, and then we look at the Willie Lynch letter and there's another narrative of separate the black woman from the black man in a secret, slick way. Make them think you're giving them knowledge. You're giving them a sense of pride. But in truth, it's a deep split because it makes you feel you can do without it. It makes you feel you won't be able to free your people. It makes you believe that they're going to kill you every time. We don't have one picture of the thousands of people that were, quote, unquote, saved by Harriet Tubman. Wouldn't they have pictures? They had the TikToks of her back then. Wouldn't they have pictures of all these people standing around her, glorifying her? Towns would be named after her. Statues, they would make a whole world, a town of this woman because it was the time of being able to take pictures and stuff. Why was none of this done? Why the only proof we got is a little bit. Barely.
I mean, because.
And why did he hold on to it so strong instead of just saying that even though they might not have existed, or even if they did exist, the way they have given them to us, we have to catch it for what it truly is and not do it because we are exhibiting that right now. And you just said it, Crystal. You have men that tell you a woman can't run from. You got women that tell men they can't run from.
Harriet Tubman did have, let's look at the time. If you have escaped and made it to freedom, you're not going to be documented. And that is why if you go, you're not, because you, because, no, you're not.
But
they because even as you just said,
time.
Even at, no, listen, even as I, when we went to Canada, I've never seen black people so scared. There was no true sanctuary. It was just, you couldn't go to intermediate chattel slave. Look at the time, even now, just look at, even, let's go back to then, right? If
yep,
you are
Canada
going and you if you're going,
the
if you're
to
going
good in Canada back then, they wasn't in chains.
If you're going
back
to,
then, so yeah.
But if you're going to conduct an underground operations, right,
mm-hmm.
and still having bounties on your head, you don't want to be documented with that you've been ran away and sent off. You know what I'm saying?
So
you don't want them to know where you got placed to. You know what I'm saying? It's
so why tell us the story of the Underground Railroad?
Yeah.
Because in the Underground
Railroad,
it tells us some white folks will help you. See, it's a psychological trick from my point of view to tell us that it was a railroad. It was an orchestrated thing by many white people. Because then that psychologically tells some of us, I'm just saying a hypothetical. This is just a possible something for some of us to think about, because we are the people that are finding out now that some of the most holy stories that were given to us by even the most holy people I own were accidental lies.
I get what you're saying, man.
All I'm saying, I love our kings. I don't take none away from them, but what I want us to do as a people is to catch the psychological that these two people represent for us and have represented for us for the longest time. Nat Turner's story
I get what you're saying.
Has scared a lot of us brothers.
And Harriet Tubman's story has made some of our sisters too strong to where they don't need us.
Mm-hmm.
See,
it's the white feminists try to change it and redistribute it.
The white
our story of Harriet Tubman is different than what the Europeans are portraying. And just like our story of Jesus, the black man, is different than what the white man is telling. It's like our story,
they're trying to rebrand Malcolm the right way.
They're trying to rebrand the story of Malcolm, but we know the real story of Malcolm.
Freedom fighter and revolutionary. Why? Because this is their edited, published place. They have to approve it. And they're not going to approve the truth. Collins said, if a man won't treat you right, he will not teach you right. Even your own history, he's teaching you lies. But in those lies, Elijah said, we will find the truth. And we will know now. Yes, I have looked at Harriet Tubman in that way. And yes, since I don't know if that woman exists, I can't just go off of their way of telling me about her. I have to go off of my way. If there was a woman at that strong, then she should have understood her man. He wasn't given a choice. He's in slavery, too. If there was a woman that strong, she's supposed to go back and save her people if she can. And that should make my sisters do the same thing today. And if there was a man as Nat Turner, then I should fashion myself like Nat Turner, and I should be willing to give my whole existence to preach the truth in the church to the people, to stand for my brothers and ready to die for them to live.
Listen,
not the way
I've never I've seen, we've had stuff told to us by the Europeans, but we have our own scholars that have documented. I've seen the houses, or some of the houses, or some of the network. It was a network. We know the European can try to refashion and rebrand it, but we tell our story. This did happen. I've seen the houses, some of the networks. I've seen the area where Nat Turner was. And we have to tell our own story, but we can't. Right. We can't throw out the baby with the bathwater.
No. All I'm saying is that we have to also understand that this word and the many things of life has proven to us that if you are educated by a system that is lying, you will have a lot of degrees from that lying system. And you will promote those lies to your people, and they will believe it because it's Dr. Sessa Kosashaka, and he has 5 degrees. He's went to Harvard and Morehouse and all of these universities. All of these places of studying are places in this place that governs every entity of it and that makes sure it's approved so that you don't know.
Thank God we have our own great scholars.
So we have to have our scholars who, by the book tells us our scholars are supposed to be men that have learned the book knowledge, women that have learned the book knowledge, learned the lies of the world, and have divinely sifted through them, and through the natural order of morality, you can tell what is right and what's wrong. Anything that is of death, anything that would take the lives of the people, you are not supposed to do these things. You are supposed to give life because you are the God of life. If you say you're a follower of Jesus, Jesus is from a town called Bethlehem. Bethlehem means bread of life. I mean, house of bread. So, I mean, he came from a place called the House of Bread. So that's why they said he would be the bread of life. See, the reverends get up and they hoop and holler in the church, and they telling us these things, but not telling us that you are the true Jesus, and that when you act your way, when you be you, then you will be bread of life for your people because they'll look at you and they'll be like you.
That's right.
Because we all products
prime
of
example.
Each other. Learned behavior.
You hit that's a prime example, man. You look, prime example, Jesus, a black man, born of a black man and a black woman. But they rebranded him, and they pushed him out as a white man who was born from a woman who had no man. It's the same thing. Their version is a lie, but our version is the truth.
Because we read the whole book. See, our version is completing the whole movie. How many of y'all went and seen Boys in Hood and left out in the halfway? No, you didn't. We sat there and we watched the whole thing. We'll wait till the end of the movie and then wait and see the credits roll all the way back before we even leave. We want to see everything, the deleted scenes, all that. We want to get the whole full complete story. So in the same book, it tells us they didn't leave it out. They're ignorant. They couldn't even take it out. It said Jesus would be born of Mary. Joseph didn't fire him. It says that Joseph did not fire him. So, who made Jesus? Well, it will tell you in the same book, because when Jesus got killed, where the hell was Joseph? Mary was there in your same story. Ask your preacher, where was his daddy? Surely if his daddy was the son of David and a king, and Jesus was to be in the line of the kings by being his son, he owned the city, and a king ain't to be messed with. How they going to kill his son over here? Where was his daddy? They leaving the daddy.
Right, and so.
They leaving him out.
Right.
I'm going to tell you where he was being. Because, even in the book, it tells you that Jesus' daddy was a man named Cleopas. And Jesus was seen, or his children were seen in a town called Emmaus. Come to find out the story that they tell you about when Jesus was walking down up on Calvary's Hill and he fell over and one of the slaves came out and picked up the cross and kept going. That was a black man. Why? Because in the town of Emmaus, it is black people. They've always been there.
Mm-hmm.
The whole town, they don't want to tell you this. Because if they tell you that, then you'll know.
They don't want our people to know that the original people that ruled Rome in Europe was black.
Come on now. Come on now.
They don't
want to
wait. Well, we telling the story.
Come on now.
Not they story. We telling
it's
the story.
We got to give it to each other. Restoration comes through re-education. That means we got to go and re-educate over everything. Filter it all. Question it all. I don't care who they is. Question them to make sure this system is not psychologically imprinting them on us, acting like it is for our benefit. But yet it separates us. So all I'm saying to my sisters, I'm tired of seeing Harriet Tubman. I'm tired of seeing the narrative that they gave y'all of her.
You need to look into your mind. Why are you tired of seeing this? You got to look into what you're saying. Listen to me completely, Queen.
I said I'm tired of seeing the narrative of Harriet Tubman as they gave her to us, the narrative that she don't need a black man, that she can leave us.
She had a black man. It was a whole network.
This is what I'm saying. Mm. Our narrative is for our black woman to be for us and for us to be for her. So if we push out any narrative, I need us to push out
the
narrative.
The true story of Harriet Tubman, even if you pay attention, even if you look at the movie they put out, it was a brother that was her main helper. I don't know what version you're talking about, but even if you look at the movie they put out, it was a brother that was one of her main helpers. It's a network. This really happened. I don't know what you're saying, because there were men and women. This was a network.
It's just a possible so that we can get the deeper. I'm not going off of, us being able to say she did, because they don't have the records like they have today where we can see pictures and we can know where she was born, all the houses. We have to go off of what was told us. And all I'm saying is, in a land that we've been given a lot of stuff sweet and it has looked good, we must question it and stop taking it the way that they gave it to us. And their narratives, although it might seem to edify us, it hurts us, because we'll demonstrate the activities that I see those things really are meant. They're meant to scare the black man from standing up, and they're meant to make the black woman stand too by herself when together they are strong.
So we need to get the togetherness back. We need to get the strength in our men back to take away the fear because they will not do what they told us they did, and they will not do what they have taught our black women to do, is to stand alone or stand with some other woman and leave her man by himself. We must join together.
Never.
And when you respect me, I respect you. When you build me up, I build you up. And then we'll have a day when ain't nobody can't stand up under a woman, as we are all from the Mother Earth, the Mother God. We always known that. Father, mother makes a son, makes a child. There's no other mathematics to life. That's your trinity.
That's
and we must both respect that and love each other, and then we will be restored. As the brother said, we need restoration. We need fixing of the repair of what was broken. And this is the time, as the sisters say, we're standing in it. God is here. He's with us. He's always been here. He's in all of us. And together, combined together, we are the bottom rail that is brought to the top. And those
that's
that were at the top are brought to the bottom. So I leave you as I come to you, the greatest words of peace. And I wish to you and all of yours to hear, just reason, just hear it. Decipher for yourself and build your kingdoms based off of the way your Father, the true Father, your God, made it. His way, your way, and that is unified. Together, a fist makes the sign, the symbol that we represent. Black power. One love.
Black power. And let's be clear, let's be clear, because it is no father without a mother. It's mother and father. It's no black man against the black woman. It's black man and black woman. But we gotta be clear on this. It's black man, black woman, and we have a black nation. We are not gonna stand for no division. There is not gonna be what the black woman can't do and what the black man can't do. We do whatever we choose to do. We are both great. We are not in this organization, in our movement. We are not going to allow the ways of the European who is a woman hater and who used his religions to destroy women. We are not going to allow that. We are not going to allow feminism. We are not going to allow feminism to make us attack our black men. It's not going to happen. We know that these people try to create division amongst us, and we're not going to do it because we have our own great scholars who gave us truth interpretation. And the things that have been told to us to divide us are not going to happen. Even right now, me and Brother Emmanuel, we are having a true conversation, and we are able to have respect and have thoughts. And we, just like he said, however, if everybody's speaking the same language and on the same beat, that's fake. But if we have an honest dialogue, we're going to, what you mean, Brother Manny? What you mean, Sister Crystal? We're keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? We building each other because we are you. You know what I'm saying?
Iron sharpened iron and man sharpened
all the answers. Come on. And that's the way it is. And that's true. Let's keep it real. You know, if we were just sat there, I'm coming from the mountaintop and we're all angels. Come on, that's not real.
That's
we
iron.
Have the,
well,
the
iron don't sharpen
man.
Iron only sharpens itself because iron is too tough for man's skin. If you put iron on man's skin, you're going to cut us. We need each other. I need flesh of my flesh to fix me. I don't need your hard, strict, all that. That's iron. Stop it with the iron with each other. Stop being so damn hard on each other. You came out of your mama, and she came out of her daddy. He made it to where neither one of y'all can put yourselves above nor beneath each other. I carry y'all around in my nuts, and I put you into the belly of the greatness, and she makes you in our, together, our image. That is who we are.
That's right.
People of the planet, no matter where you are, that's what you are. Your levels, your tribes, your territories, your nations, your lands, your products of learned behavior. And some of us are the victims of those who did not do it the way Jesus told us to do it and love each other as we love ourselves. Because if I love you, I'll give you life. Because when I breathe in, that's what I'm going after. And we don't have no choice. As long as we're alive, we're going to breathe this air in. And when it's over, it is over. So let us build for those that come behind us as those before built for us. This is the doing of our Father in his magnificence. Long time ago, knew all this stuff would happen. He knew we would hate on each other, but he knew deep down in that hate, it would build us so strong. It makes us different from everybody else. So you just can't walk in our house and say they told you to get our TV. And okay, Bob, I trust it. You better prove it. You got to come right. We're people of the planet, and we respect each other. And if any of them don't want to do that, then we got to get rid of them because the time of weakness is over. It's time to build warriors, truly, empires, and it don't come from nothing weak because even when iron sharpens itself, it does not bend. It does something that causes friction to make something better than what it was before. Use that same method in everything we do, and that is our true restoration. We got our reparations. We got ourselves. Look at that beautiful black hair on your head. Ain't nobody on this planet can make it but one person, the truly melanated. And that person will bring all others in the right time back into the oneness with God. Because I promise you, when it all started, he wasn't no fool. Everything was how it should have been. The Garden of Eden is a symbolic label of a beautiful life, loving each other, so innocent and pure in everything, thoughts and always. That's the beautiful world. And then when we failed to follow the instructions and continue to treat each other that way and do what our Father told us to do, we sent ourselves into a system.
Why you
to
you always speak of the Father, you don't speak of the mother, brother.
Because the Father is the mother.
You always think of the Father.
The mother
as if
is the Father.
The Father is not the mother. That's
yeah,
Pastor.
Yeah, the Father is the mother because I'm my mama. I'm
ain't
my
no,
mama.
Ain't no father.
I'm my mama. So when they see me, they see
you. You made up your mother and your father,
women,
bro.
They see you. That's all I'm saying. You know, it's honor for
right,
both. And
right.
All I'm saying the Father for is
it's,
because
it can,
we've
it
been
it
taught
go.
That Father so much. So I want our people to understand whenever I say Daddy, I'm saying mama. Whenever I say mama, I'm saying daddy because when they're both together in the house, they're what we call parents. They're what we call the head of the household. And we're going to still name them one by one, call them one by one, but we know they together. We the people. We don't got that hang up. We're not mankind. We are man. We're not human beings. We are the humans. They are our possessions. So we understand. And for those of y'all that don't, understand me clearly. Like the crystal says, the crystallized says, to be clear about it, when I talk about the man, I talk about the woman because I can't be man without the woman, and I don't want to be here without the woman. She's my reflection, and I am hers, and we are magnificent, but only together. Only
together. That's
together.
All I'm trying to get at. That's what I'm trying
only
to get
at. Only together. Are we who we are? So you see that man out there? Honor him. You see that woman out there? Honor her. Let's be together against all odds. Fight hard to do that. Be willing to tear each other up to love each other. Don't put your hands on each other no more. That day is over. We must love jealously. So the attack, and it's back, and it's black. It's ours. I love
that's
you.
Right, brother. I bet you y'all ain't got no program. They ain't got no program better than New Black Panther Party Radio. You better ask somebody. You know what I'm saying? And for those of you who support this broadcast, I want to thank Brother Emmanuel. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank Emmanuel. I want to thank Brother Greg. I want to thank Brother Yaya. I don't know why, but the Blog Talk ain't stopped us. I guess they love it. You know what I'm saying? We put Sister Keisha, you know what I'm saying? I want to keep it out into the universe. You know what I'm saying? That we are one. We are united. You know, look, we must build each other. You know what I'm saying? That's the bottom line. You know what I'm saying? This society, this world is doing everything to keep us divided. And we refuse to allow it. Not on our watch. No more of the patriarchal against the matriarchal. No, we are man and woman. And we are the black nation that we're building. It's not going to happen on our watch. You can get that anywhere else, but not here. We have all different spiritualities and religions, but we are one black mighty nation. You know what I'm saying? And we can't get it right until we get that right. If we're fighting against one another, we're doomed, and we keep getting exploited. But we respect one another. When we are working for the common good and we put our personal differences aside, we are very passionate. And it's real. You know why? Because we love our people. You know what I'm saying? Do you think family get along all the time? Hell no. But when it comes to enemy against us, you better not mess with them. You know what I'm saying? So don't get me wrong. We are having a very powerful discussion tonight like we do every night. You know what I'm saying? And there will be those who will try to nitpick and try to drive a wedge. Well, you see what Sister Chris said, Brother Manuel? You see what Brother Manuel said, Sister Crystal? Fuck that.
You can't do it.
We having a real brother and sister dialogue. And we have to be mature enough to do this. The same way I'm feeling something, somebody else might feel something. You know what I'm saying? The same way Brother Emmanuel has a thought, I have a thought. So we are intelligent enough to put it on the table. You know what I'm saying? We all have a way of background and a way of coming up. Even our enemy, like it says in the scriptures, in the last days, the enemy gonna kiss our feet and say, I think it says in the Quran, they're gonna say Allahu Akbar. I'm saying just like our Idi Amin had him kissing his feet. I'm talking about the enemy without and within. I know it could happen. I've seen black men betray black women. I've seen black women betray black men. But we know it can happen to any one of us. But as a whole, we can't allow betrayal from no one, male or female. I've seen men come after me, women coming after me. I've seen men and women come after the party, men come after the party. I've seen white folks come after the party, black folks come after the party, and every race in between. But we standing firm. Please believe that.
Because what mama,
is it difficult?
Because what mama and daddy tell you. Because what mom and dad tell you, if one come in the house and then fought, everybody better come in the house and then fought. You can see a brother and sister out there arguing. You can see two brothers out there arguing, two sisters out there arguing. And you look at them, you say, ooh, they finna tear each other up. And when you come step in, they ready to tear you up. Why? Because we family. And our business.
That's right.
We love each other. We ain't arguing to tear each other up. We arguing to get an understanding. Because that is our divine love. So if you come for one, you're coming for us all. Don't get it. Don't get it fooled. Don't try that. don't even think that's happening. That already happened. This is called revolution. This is not rewind. This is revolution. That means it's a new cycle.
Yeah.
This one here. And this one, we ain't going for that no more. You come for the black woman, you come for the black man. You come for the black man, you come for
the black
woman. We are one.
That's right.
As our ancestors said. Blessings to you, Queen. Blessings to you, Goddess.
Blessings to you. I don't know how we still on, King. Blessings to you, King. Blessings to you, God. I don't know how we still on, but I'm going to see if I can open up this mic because Yaya can push the mic. I guess the crack of love is. Go ahead, Yaya. You got a shot. Before they hang us up.
Alhamdulillah.
You can't fight this food.
Wanted to express my gratitude. And that's exactly right. I just wanted to point out that the complete erasure of our matrilineal memory is what a global erasure of our everything from our family stories all the way to our DNA may be vanished, and that's why the balance is important. I was grateful for Brother Emmanuel teaching, and may the peace of the Creator be with everyone, and Black Power.
Black Power, that's right. That's what I'm talking about. So, wait a minute, Brother Greg, you still here?
I'm still here. You can hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
All right. Well, listen, just like we started off, you know, united we stand. And part of being united with, I think a lot of people don't really understand is that if there's disagreements, if there's things like you mentioned that, hey, listen, this is just an open, you know, conversation. And it's a great build. It opens up a whole lot, which I really appreciate just sitting back listening to. There's so much about our history, so much about our ancestors that we don't know about that's been hidden. But I think one thing that we all do agree on is in the consensus is that we have some fantastic scholars out there that has put in the work to bring us, you know, what has been hidden from us. Whether it's about Harriet Tubman, Nat Turner, we can go down the list, you know, going back thousands of years that we don't have the full story, but we have some fantastic scholars who's put in that work to bring forth, you know, and put together the missing pieces that we don't know about and that has been, you know, distorted in so many ways. We can look at so many movies that's been produced, put out, where they've used Europeans to put in our position, our role. There's so many movies that's been put out where you know, different parts of the story that aren't mentioned that we played a major role in. I mean, you look at movies, take for example, movies like Troy, Gladiator, all of these movies that took place during a time period when our people were at their peak. And if you don't know your history and if you don't spend time doing the research, you would never know how the impact of, when you think about brothers, you know, strong brothers like Hannibal, the great campaigns that he went on throughout that part of the world, you would never know. One thing one of my teachers always told, and I'm going to bring him on the show, is that there's two things that we always got to take into consideration when we're studying history is time and location. Time, meaning if you don't know how time is, you know, if you take, for example, 215 second century, some people didn't even catch that. 200 is not the second century. Because if you understand time and how time is put together, you'll know that dates play a major, major role in how people are really confused with what happened. A century is 100 years. From 1 to 100, that's the first century. 101 begins the second century. So 200 is not the second century. Simple things like that many people don't really get and really understand. And you think about, and you got to take into consideration geographical location. There's things that happen during certain time periods and certain places that when you put them in a perpendicular line with other things that happened in other locations during the same time period, you really get the big, big picture of it. If you look at what happened during the early and mid-1800s, most of the time we only get half of the – still with me?
Yes, sir.
You only get half of the story.
Light them up, man. Light them up. Keep it going.
You only get half of the story, because when we think about the early and mid-1800s, the only thing that many of us were taught about was during slavery. During that same time period, when you look at and open up the Book of the Dead, which is really the Perk Onkoru by E. Wallace Budd, look at the first few pages. That book was written in the mid-1800s. So when you understand that when our people were in that time period of being enslaved, there's no way in the world they would tell us about the great things about our history and our culture by someone else who's writing about it during the same time period, who happened to be a Caucasian. So understanding time and geographical location helps us to understand just how great we are as a people. And in regards to like Harriet Tubman, I'm gonna reach out to our great brother, you know, Professor Kaba, to come back on, because he put together some fantastic classes, you know, during that time period, and he will really bring some great information outside of and other than what we were taught by the Europeans to help us understand. And one other point is, yes, there were so many things left out, photographs, images, and so forth, because we have been under attack for so long. So just imagine if we had all of that information put out there and we had access to that information, which a lot of our great scholars have really dug up and, you know, brought forth. It would be mind-boggling just how much we've lost. But at the same time, we've got some great scholars who went back and put together everything that we really need to understand about our history, our culture, our greatness, and so forth. I know they're going to probably try to cut us off soon, but we're going to pick up on a lot of these topics. But united we stand. That's the main
United
thing.
We stand.
And it's fantastic.
I got Brother Abdul want to say something right quick.
Bring
Brother
him
Abdul
on in.
Out of ATL. What you got to say, Brother Abdul?
Black Power. Yeah, I want to say that's why we got to write the elephant in the book. You know, because, you know, to tell our own story, you know, and stop depending on the Europeans to tell our story. We got to tell our own story. Black power.
But I always come in straight to the point. You know, listen, we have the greatest minds in this black nation, in this new Black Panther Party. You know what I'm saying? It's not no just by chance that Brother Emanuel is our Houston chairman. It's not no coincidence that Brother Greg is our Minister of Culture. You know what I'm saying? You know, and all of the people who are in the new Black Panther Party, all of our allies, and all of the people who come onto this broadcast, you know what I'm saying? It's so much that we even learn from one another, you know what I'm saying? And we got a lot more to learn. I'd be a liar to say I know everything. I know some things, and some things I'm unlearning and learning, you know, as we speak. Currently, in the current curriculum in most school books, they are not teaching our children none of what we're talking about. They are giving a watered-down, Eurocentric version. They don't even, they're trying to tell our children, as we speak, it's a battle going on, that our ancestors wanted to come here, that they were immigrants from Africa. They don't talk about the fact that our ancestors were the indigenous that were here. Most of us learned this in our adulthood. Let's keep it real. Most of us were taught, everything that we were taught for the most part was a damn lie. We had to come into our adulthood and unlearn and relearn. And it's because of G.M. James and Carter G. Woodson and Henry Clark and Dr. Binyakin and Sheikh Anta Diop, and it just goes on and on and on. There's a library right there in New York we need to take a visit to, the Schomburg. That's got so much information. You know what I'm saying? They didn't, like that movie he was just talking, that's a movie called 300. You watch that movie, they make it seem like Xerxes was some kind of queer. But if you really look and see the mightiness that was going on at that time, who knows about, do we know about the Etruscans? Are we taught that most of the castles in Europe was built by black people? Are we taught that all of the monarchs that started were from the bloodline of black people? Are we taught that to even be a samurai, you have to be black? We're not taught these things. But we are teaching it now. You know what I'm saying? We're teaching it now, and we're learning. You know what I'm saying? There's been many, many great women in our history and many great men. You know, but they only want us to know about those who conform to the white man. Look at the movie that they're doing. Look at the movie, the Godfather of Harlem. They got everybody glorifying somebody that put dope in the community. That's who they got everybody glorifying. They got everybody, really right now, they got everybody, the Godfather of Harlem, got people hating the nation. Tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Their story.
They got everybody.
Their man.
And some of these things are true. We experience it right now. When people see a division, they try to run and split the wedge deeper instead of saying, hey, what's going on here? Let's bring everybody to the table. They playing on your emotions. They're playing on, and at the end, who's benefiting from this? Do y'all think they got a series coming on Sunday nights on a regular to benefit black people? How many people watch this movie and want to be a drug dealer?
Thank you. Psychological. Got this. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm just saying, like Frank Lucas. Go ahead.
No, I was saying they got this last thing in Texas on September 1st. I just want to throw this in. They passed 666 new laws. 666. This was not no mathematical coincidence. They passed 666 new laws in Texas, and one of the laws is HR 25. Something like, I'll be correct the next time we speak. But this law states they do not have to anymore put black history in their educational curriculums in Texas schools. Who the hell would do that? This is true. Look this up, y'all. Now they have said by law they don't have to teach us no more. It is now our job. I'm sorry, Goddess. Go ahead.
You're right. That's my point. And who's allowing this? You know what I'm saying? Who's allowing this? Yeah, and why? Because they got everybody focused on the COVID. Well, everybody focused on the COVID. You got to get a vaccine, and you can't come to work, and you're not essential. They slide in. I didn't know they had 666 laws. Because we've been dealing with hurricanes. We've been dealing with disasters. We've been dealing with lynchings. We've been dealing with police murders. We've been dealing with atrocity after atrocity. People attacking us from the outside. People attacking us from the inside. And meanwhile, who's allowing this? Is it all white people? No. You got Negro peons who getting gave up. You know what I'm saying? Now, check this out. Isn't it interesting when it seems like we having such a peers where somebody have thought to be a heated debate, but we know that we're having a discussion. Isn't it interesting that the show can go on for 30 minutes past the time? Isn't that interesting, Manuel?
Yeah.
Any other time?
I know one of y'all going to
Any other time they've been cut us off.
Now, see, when I was calling on that other number, and that's the thing I ain't getting everybody to know, but I know one of y'all was listening, and I know y'all let them know what I said, and they came after me, and they disrupted all my phones and started messing with my family and all that. But you ain't stopping nothing. I'm still here. We're going to still be here.
Black
and we're going to get through another way and another way. We're going to reach our people because we are the real Nat Turner. We are the real Harriet Tubman. We are the great story that they want to keep out and try to give them, our babies, the narrative that upholds them when they never did that. We got ourselves out the chain like we put ourselves in. And so it will be us restoring ourselves forever. We all we got, but guess what? We all we need. One love, black power.
One love and black power. Yo, I think that, you know what I'm saying, on this, I think, hold on, where the queen at? I know who I want to play right quick. I want to play, where it go? Oh, man, come on, don't cut me off. Where it go? You know, just a little, you know, for to have some black up. Oh, I was trying to find this piece right here where the queen say we will win. I love hearing this piece. Here we go. I'm going to play it, and if we still come back, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep going to the wheels roll off.
Uhuru, sisters and brothers. The first thing I want to say is that I love you. And the second thing I want to say is that we can win. We will win our liberation. And in order to win our liberation, we have got to think positively. We have got to believe that we can win. And if we don't believe that we can win, we're whipped before we start. We've got to realize what dangers exist, and we've got to look at those dangers realistically. We can't afford to have a subjective, distorted, irrational fear. We've got to look at the obstacles to our liberation coolly and clearly, and to develop ways to get rid of those for us to struggle, for us to fight for our liberation and for our nation.
Yeah. Can y'all still hear me? Are we still here?
Black power.
Still here. Yeah.
That was Queen Estrada.
Farrakhan said the truth. Farrakhan said the truth is so strong, even the liar can't fight against it. Even the liar has to sit there and accept it. And our time is here. Because guess what? They ain't in control no more. So you know who's running that beautiful wave, that beautiful radio wave? Our people.
I got another one. I got another.
They're going to get this one. Come on, give it to me.
Hold on. Let me see. I'm trying to keep this balance. Now I got to play a king. Hold on.
You basically knowing my ideology, basically you knowing me knowing yours, you can support some of our programs. Is that what you're saying?
Why not?
And you believe in programs like the Breast of Children program and free health clinics? Right on, brother?
We believe they're good things.
Uh-huh.
As a focal point to organize their mothers and fathers.
Uh-huh.
Peace.
Mm-hmm. There's no educational program here?
That's come out of the social action thing. You know, you set that up, brother. I mean, we can't put everything on one piece of paper.
What about this bank?
Credit union, my brother.
It is a bank.
Are you hip to credit unions?
It is a bank.
Yeah, you go and buy money?
Yeah. It's a bank. Owned by the people. Run for the people. And by the people.
Mm-hmm. What will money be given out to people for?
Well, the people would decide that. You want to buy,
you know, whatever, you know, the people in the community decide.
You need some living room furniture, maybe? You need a car, maybe?
See, I got, the thing is with me, Dig, I need to know some more about it. I wish you had some more literature about the educational thing here. Because, you dig, as far as we're concerned in the struggle, the way we look at struggle is that this depends on the educational thing, you dig. Because
this depends on the education.
Well, the whole thing.
No, but in the end, this does. You can form this with no education. You can form this.
No, not the way we're talking about forming it. You know, right. We're talking about forming it right. You know, it's not on the paper. We didn't write it on the paper.
Form it right with no education.
No.
Let me give you an example. Yomo Kenyatta formed the excellent revolution with no education. And on the day of the end thing, Yomo told the motherfucker, I said, well, you know, you've been educated to hate the enemy, but I'm your brother. I helped you lead the revolution. Now I'm more oppression. Another example, Papa Doc in Haiti. Papa Doc in Haiti hated everything white. Man, you couldn't put this white paper in front of Papa Doc's face. But he moved all the white people out, and he took over and be oppressed. He did, causing no education. And the people that had been educated, they said that we don't hate the motherfucker white people. We hate the oppressor, whether he be white, black, brown, or yellow. So we got to know your educational program to find out what is going to be in the finale. A lot of people, Yomo Kenyatta is called not a... never a revolutionary, but an ex-revolutionary. So it's Papa Doc. They brought on a successful revolution. That thing in the Mau Mau was a bitch. Bantu freedom fighters, all that kind of action. What we're saying is, that it's the end. But you don't judge Castro now. You can't do it. Nobody in this room could judge whether Castro was going to be a revolutionary or not. You know what I mean? We're talking about things, you know what I mean, with China, the People's Republic, and even at the stage they're in now, talking about even going on further into a communistic state. That's what we're talking about. That was the revolutionary. So we got to understand here the educational program that you have to be able to figure out whether it will go on the right lines where the people will end up in a situation where they can be able to really control themselves. You understand what I'm saying? With no education, the people that take this local foundation and start stealing money because they won't be really educated to why it's the people's thing anyway. You understand what I'm saying? With no education, you have neocolonialism instead of colonialism like you got in Africa now, like you got in Haiti. So what we're talking about is there has to be an educational program. That's very important. As a matter of fact, we're so important for us that a person has to go through 6 weeks of our political education before he can consider himself a member of the party, able to even run down ideology for the party. Why? Because if they don't have an education, then they're nowhere. You dig what I'm saying? They're nowhere because they don't even know why they're doing what they're doing. You might get people caught up in an emotionless movement. You understand me? You might get them caught up in because they're poor and they want something. And then if they're not educated, they'll want more. And before you know it, they'll be capitalists. And before you know it, we'll have Negro imperialists.
Yeah, but you see, brother, the reason we don't do a lot of talking is because what you say is foregone conclusion with us.
Yeah, well, see, brother, the reason I do a lot of talking is because there's no foregone conclusion with me.
Who are they programmed here for us? You got black Easter, you got black Christmas, you got black round all day, you got black April Fools. Ain't here for nobody but black businessmen. And I say that anybody that comes into our community and does any kind of situation that does not meet the need of the masses, that I, Chairman President of the Black Panther Party, says that I catch that nigga by his collar neck and beat him to death with a black Panther paper. We not doing it.
Yeah, Black Power. That was the late, great, honorable Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. That we heard the last clip from. And the previous clip was Queen Asada, who is in political exile right now, Asada Shakur, as we speak, in Cuba. You know, we have the great minds of sisters and brothers who have the right mentality, the right education, that ties in everything that we've been talking about tonight. You know what I'm saying? We have to tell our own story. We have to properly educate our people because the mentality, you know what I'm saying, that exists today, growing up under the education system of the European, is one of selfishness and is one of self-hate. So we have to re-educate our people. We have to get the right, not only ideology, but we have to have the right policies and the right plans of action and the right people in place, you know. The right people in place. And as the comrade said over and over tonight, steel sharpens steel. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to allow any of us to be in a vulnerable position. We're not going to allow any of us to be in a position where if we need to get clarity on the situation, we're going to just let it linger. we're not going to allow any of us to not allow ourselves to express how we feel in a dignified manner. You know what I'm saying? Passionate. I'm just as passionate as the next person. And vice versa. And we have to make sure that we respect one another. But to make sure that we are considerate of one another. Now, do we mess up? Yeah. We got to keep it real. When we mess up, we can't just wallow in the mess up. We got to fix that, right? But there are things that our nation needs as a whole. And who are going to be the ones to make it happen? Well, as far as I look around, it's on our watch, right, brothers? It's on our watch. Are we still here?
All right, Power.
It's on our watch.
It's on
our watch. And I look.
Yeah.
I look at it as an honor. Farrakhan said, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, even white people, and this is magnificent. He said this on Donahue. Y'all go back and look at it. He said, even white people were done wrong by being taught by their ancestors the evils and the lies that they have tried to build this world on right now, which is called white supremacy. So for them, it is going to be like a camel going through the eye of a needle to change what their own ancestors have done to them. And so that's what the many expressions say when the demon fights the demon. It is when those people come to the realization that they have been miseducated and that it is going to be just like us, like it took them a long process to put us on an animalistic level, and it took a long process for us to get this intelligence back to the level that we're at right now. It's going to be the same cycle for them, and it's going to be torment, but it is not our fault. It is the real that we are telling, the truth of life, all of our ancestors did back in the day. Because we can't point the finger just at one. Even our great selves demolished our great selves. In these great kingdoms that we glorify today, there were wars to make those kingdoms be what they were. So there was black-on-black violence. Violence against people, against each other, has gone on since man has existed on this planet, and it will continue to go on. But man will now have the acknowledgement, the knowledge necessary to realize that we all must be judged for the things that we do. And that in itself makes a society where all people are equal to each other. Because when you have no law, you have nobody to pay for what they did, there's no consequences, then the most evil comes out of us. And that's why it was so many of our rulers who we can go back and look at their selfish habits, their selfish ways, wanting to take over this and that, caused the decimation of many of our own people, of some of their own people. So we can look at their greatness, and we can see to make their greatness with some horror. We cannot look past that and give those people the title of greatness. It's going to be a lot of them that we're going to have to go back, and we're going to have to take that label from them, because that was not truly great, to possess all of the things of the planet. The physical, material possessions of the planet does not make you great. Treating people as you would want to be treated, as their life is just as important as you. Jay-Z, the Queen of England. Nobody's different from anybody. And when we get that fact into our behavior pattern, then we restore a world that we want. Okay, baby, it's purple. Hold on, my love. Then we restore a world that we all want to live in, a world where our babies, as Martin Luther King said a long time ago, will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Because the content of your character denotes your actions. And your actions is what we can judge you by. Can't judge you by your thoughts. Can't judge you by what I feel. I can only judge by that which you demonstrate in life. And when we judge each other by our actions, we'll truly be able to decipher who is for us and who is against us. Because I promise, a wolf got big teeth. And the sheep, they got hair like wool. When you see these two things, how you know the difference? You know which one to go to and which one not to go to. You know how to handle it. And you'll know who you are. But we are all products again of years of learned behavior. Hold on, my brother. And in this learned behavior, we even had to learn the lies. We even had to learn the deceit. We even had to learn the traits that what we was taught in churches, the deadly sins, the gluttonous ways, the selfish ways, the envious ways, the covetousness. When we demonstrate them and we have authority over each other's lives, when we demonstrate those are behaviors that will cause our detriment, that will cause our demise. And we can look back on all those great kingdoms that now we call in history wounds. It is because we all failed to realize the most important thing on this planet that God gave us is life and the life of each other. We have to respect that. So for them, I'll tell you something, a lot of people might not understand or might not agree with it. Hold on. They might not agree with it, might not understand. But I feel sorry for them because it's a long road. And a lot of them are going to, as she said on the show, feel like they have the greatest intentions. But yet the truth of the situation of life, of reality, is that they don't, because they were taught wrong. And that should make them mad at their own ancestors. But instead, they should use this opportunity, Daddy, this existence in life themselves, to teach the future the right thing. When they teach the future the right thing, they can coexist in here with us. I promise you, you go to the temples, and you look back on the pictures that they made on those walls long time ago. The Medu method, the language that they were putting it in those pictures, they have different colors of people that had presented themselves at that time in that region, at that temple. And those colors were yellow, white, brown, black, Nasi, Hut, Tamu, and make sure I'm right, because we have to be proper with it. Nasi, the Rut, the Tamu, I get the other one. But there's four on that wall, and they're all standing there. Now, when they took the knowledge, as the brothers were telling us, when they took it out of our land and re-educated it to us their way to make them seem like they were the ones that did all of this, when they did that, they took also the coloration. Oh, yeah, they didn't want you to see that. Because, again, like with the land, they needed something to separate. They needed people to separate. Because control comes when the people are divided. But when they're together, they have all the power. So our fist isn't a fist until you put the fingers together. And when it's apart, it's a palm, it's a hand.
It's purple.
And you slap a person. A slap is different than a punch. Yeah, it's purple, baby. A slap is different than a punch. Yeah. A punch is more effective. That slap catches your attention. But that punch will knock you out. And so what we must do, being thankful for our existence. And this day and this time, while we have the opportunity to fight with all our might, with our fists, and put this shit together, put it to rest. We already guaranteed the victory, baby. The same Mike Tyson. We are all the generation of Mike Tyson, even our babies.
I'm tickled.
The baby's being heard,
y'all.
Yeah, I love it. This is her time. You don't get mad at your babies. You don't do none of that. We folks been off here at 9. This is her time. But they didn't have it. So we see the reality. So my little sister came on there early and she screamed out Black Power and she fell asleep. And hey, my baby came in at the end and she's showing us the reality of us. We do multitasking, man. I'm over here with my two princesses protecting the house, teaching to the people. You feel what I'm saying? And we finna go do the patrol for the neighborhood to keep our ground safe. We do it. You do it. Where you at? I am the reflection of all of y'all. When I speak, don't give me glory. Give all my brothers and sisters glory. All of them in everywhere they at, every city. And follow them because they are me and I am them. And we are building all of y'all up. They said many are called, but few are chosen. We are the chosen. We are the chosen. Because even the book says a lot of them that he sent will be fooled by this world. But he's not holding them against. We're not going to tell our scholars back, oh, you was talking about a white man and Jesus. No. We are taught to understand and revere our scholars because our scholars in their right time would decipher the truth and give it to us. And that's what we honor those many of our scholars that do that. Now, some that are still lost and they still teaching that. But even teaching that, even what you think is holding us, it ain't. And we're getting our new babies ready to learn those lies, and they got to learn them lies. So don't discount it, y'all. You know, and don't think I'm taking away from Harriet or Nat. No, those people are the greatness that we are. But we don't want to take the narrative that's been given to us by them and cause separation amongst us. And obviously, that's what we have been getting out of those stories, not knowing it. And we have been separating instead of joining together. And so let us now correct what our grandparents, quote unquote, got wrong. They didn't get it wrong in ignorance. They got it wrong because it was divine that they would come up with that wrong answer at that time so that you, us, can come up with the right and we can restore it to them. Grandma, he been charging you wrong. He been overcharging. I found that. And I'm going to get your money back. We are the restoration.
Yeah, just like that beach in California that black family just got. They had to fight for it. Yeah. They were stolen from them 100 years ago. And they got it back. You know what I'm saying? It took them to fight for it. They had to fight to get their land back. Y'all know about that?
Yeah, I heard about
Hello?
That.
At Bruce Beach in California. Uh-oh, he got knocked off. Bruce Beach in California was the city had hustled it, scammed the family out of it. They fought for it and they got it back. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it winded up having to be an executive order signed by the governor. But after 100 years, they got it back. Prime real estate. You know what I'm saying? Wow, brothers and sisters, we are literally 55 minutes past the time that we would normally be on. I'd like to thank everybody that's been listening. I'm going to play a musical interlude to take us out. Who do you want to hear, Brother Greg? Let me see who we got on here. Let's hear this. Did I play Nas and Damian Marley today? Let me play,
no,
let me play this patient.
All right.
Yeah, let me play this Nas and Damian Marley to take us on out. Black Power.
Black Power.
Here we are. This one right here is for the people.
the smartest dummies. Can't read the language of Egyptian mummies. On a flag or a moon. And can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth. Cause it's not like the future depends on it. But save the animals in the zoo. Cause the chimpanzee, them a make big money. This is how the media pillages. On TV, the picture is. Savages the villages. And the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids. Stereotyping the image of the images. And this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on stand. All of a sudden you are there in Indiana Jones. And I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzi I've ever seen and I've ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see and it's all I will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like we'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them a go flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic lineage where them two can defeat and them could have never clone. A spiritual DNA that lives in my soul and I will forever own, Lord.
Yeah. Savali, patience. What the old folks told me. Can you give a that? Discovering a world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhymes. It gets no realer.
Reborn unknowing. Are we all knowing all? We growing wiser. Are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flattered. You went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round. If the shape changed again, everybody would have stopped love. The average man can't prove of most of the things that he chooses to seek of. And still run research and find out the roots of the truth that you seek of. Gala teaching universities and claim like they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose starts running. And the rich get pissed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with a wet mud. Can you read signs? Can you read stars? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows even though you drive cars? Can you survive? Against all odds now.
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers. People that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. Be patient. For now, who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it, try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruining. Trying to get paper.
What?
Gotta have land, gotta have acres.
True.
So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sick of needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. I'm fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. Like a military soldier, since 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Damn. To all the wisdom and knowledge seekers of the world. Savali, patience.